I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/spoken today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You've taken your first step into a larger world.
Hey, I'm Tim Barnes. I've written for The Tonight Show, All That, and more.
I'm Jim Fagan. I've written, directed for ABC, Comedy Central, and also more.
Along with Greg Iwinski, who drops in on occasion. I guess you could call him a force host.
Canonically, I'm dead.
And this is Yub Nub, TV and movie making from a Star Wars point of view.
Here at Yub Nub, we talk Star Wars, which we love, and television and film, which we make and also love.
We interview the people who make Star Wars and other heavy hitters from the entertainment industry, like the host of the High Republic show, Christina Ariel.
Hair in Star Wars is so important to me, like Lizzo's character with braids and the getting to wear my afro in Star Wars.
Writer for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Felipe Torres Medina.
There are Star Wars that I'm like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. And then there are episodes where, yeah, I went to Star Wars. How was it? It was Star Wars. I like Star Wars.
And Saturday Night Live's James Austin Johnson.
George Lucas can't pronounce any character's names. Of course, nobody liked Chewbacca. Nobody liked Han. No one liked Leia.
Next season is going to be our best yet.
With a fresh new start as part of the Sonar Podcast Network for a season we're calling The Summer of George.
It's a hot George summer, looking at all of the media that inspired George Lucas to create Star Wars. And all of the films he made leading up to it.
Buck Rogers, THX, American Graffiti, you get it.
This is a Star Wars podcast for people who actually like Star Wars.
So make sure you're subscribed to the podcast and to all of our socials at YubNubPod. Peace!
Gonna tell you once, tell you twice, tell you three times. Babe, it's inevitable, you will fall, but come sunrise, you will have gold within your soul. What it is, just know to stay in yourself and fail. Yep, you know I'll be here later.
Hi, I'm Ann Paula Bautista.
I'm Ellie Posadas.
And I'm Mary Chris Rivera.
And we are
the Tita Collective.
Happy Mother's Day.
Woo.
Well, it's not exactly Mother's Day today, but this is our special Mother's Day podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's special because I don't think we've done a Mother's Day podcast before.
No, we've not.
No.
Because we were in the midst of a pandemic.
We're going in big.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, celebrating Mother's Day is really special for us because obviously with our show Tita Jokes, without our moms or our mom figures or our titas or lolas or ates, we really wouldn't have a show.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of a thank you. And for those of you who don't know very much about Tita Jokes, it is essentially a love letter to the women in our lives and kind of, you know, telling their perspectives and sharing, you know, how important it is to share those perspectives and how funny the women in our lives are. We have a lot of different sketches that don't all necessarily reflect like specifically a mom character, but you know, oftentimes our sketches talk about like nurturing and caring and cooking and eating and sharing and a lot of kind
camaraderie
of
camaraderie
like,
with
camaraderie, the exactly. All that stuff. We have like passive aggressive mama, goes alone. Tita Ginger is a Tita, but you know, in a lot of ways she does take on like a maternal role and she cooks. Mm-hmm. So many different things. Even the friendships in that it's like, it's all kind of like maternal, so we owe a lot to our our titas, our moms. And so this
honestly,
is...
Honestly,
yeah, go on.
I was just saying that, like, honestly, a big reason of why and how the Tita Collective formed was to tell the stories of these amazing women in our lives. Mm-hmm. Like, it can extend beyond Tita jokes. It can, I don't know about you, but, like, my mom, my Ate Stephanie, he's also a mom. The other Titas in my lives have so, so many stories that I'm just dying to tell. Because they're so interesting and they're so funny and they're so intelligent. And we really think it's important to be able to, like Ellie said, share their perspectives and share those stories. And why not extend it to our podcast too?
It's our brand, if you will.
It is. Isn't it our brand? Yeah.
So I guess with that being said, what do you say? Shall we introduce our Tagalog word of the day?
Yes.
Tagalog word! The Tagalog word of the day is nanay.
Nanay. And what does nanay mean?
Nanay means mom.
Wow.
Yeah. Very simple. It's a very simple one.
How appropriate is that we chose nanay, the word mom, for Mother's Day?
Oh my gosh. Didn't even realize.
No, it's almost like we planned this.
Yeah, but I guess because around this time last year, we were just talking about this and we were kind of like loosely planning. We didn't really get a chance to have a Nanay's Day podcast because we were all still kind of figuring out our lives in the pandemic. And now a year into it, and like now we kind of have more of a clearer view of how to go through each day with this weird
panty.
Global panty.
I know.
I mean, as clear as it can get.
Yeah, I mean, I guess people are kind of accepting it to be the new normal, but I mean, and also there have been a lot of special ways people are figuring out how to celebrate these celebrations while social distancing, which is interesting. And in this case, I mean, I guess doing this podcast and having a conversation like this is kind of a way of celebrating too, because sort of open the doors of having conversation. I mean, there's nothing wrong with, like, you know, and having a Mother's Day celebration, doing brunch or whatever you do on Mother's Day. But a lot of the time, I don't think that there is an opportunity to have kind of more intimate conversations like where we've had with these figures in our lives. So, you know, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I certainly miss having those conversations with my mom and my ate, like, in person, where it's just, like, sometimes... I don't know. Sometimes I guess like the intimate kind of conversations will come up a little bit more naturally.
Uh-huh.
Feels very different on a Zoom call if you're not specifically intending to talk about
it. Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Which is nice because, like now there is intention behind it, which is kind of cool. Like it's a nice kind of cool opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Sentences?
Oh, yeah. Let's do your sentences.
Absolutely.
Who wants to start?
I guess I'll start with the Tagalog.
Mm-hmm. Sige.
Use nanay in a sentence. Tagalog. Ang ganda ng nanay mo.
Wow.
Ooh.
Okay. I don't... I'm always... I'm always the worst at this because I'm like, I should do it in English. And then I'm like, I'm kind of shy.
Okay. Is it weird if I quote our show?
Right? Absolutely not.
It's hilariously, it's not even mine, it's yours, AP, but since when I hear nanay, it's like, I hear, like, so use it in another sentence. Nanay, tatay, aww, wish you could see the views. Nanay, tatay, the sea and tower too. Which, since you wrote that song, and that part literally every time still gets me.
Me too.
You're so emotional. Like,
yeah, that part is so sweet.
Oh, it hits me in the heart.
Thanks. Oh, thanks.
Wow. Okay, I got
Are you an artist?
Wow, you know, are you a singer?
I think I dabble a little bit in the arts, if dabble. You will.
I knew you were going to say dabble, AP. That's your word.
The other word?
Dabble, I dabble.
Did I make the dabble face? Like that I was about to say dabble?
Yeah, he did. Totally. Totally. Okay, I got one. Ang sarap. Oh, ang sarap. Wait, hold on. Oh, how about I do Taglish?
Yes.
My nanay's cooking is sobrang sarap. Did I do it? Did this?
Hell yeah. Did this? I see that. AP's furiously nodding as she's eating. Yes.
Ang sarap.
And here to use the Tagalog word of the day in a sentence is my mom.
Nanay, saan ka pupunta? Saan ka? Oh, you recorded it?
I got it.
Or you could say, Nanay, mahal kita.
Aww.
Oh, I think that one is better.
Okay.
Who was that?
That was Sean.
Oh, that's so funny. In this special episode, we kind of go off and kind of hear what the moms in our lives have to say about, I don't know, about life or how they felt to be represented on stage. Because, you know, I'm a tita myself, but I'm not a mom yet. And I can't even imagine sort of all the things that, you know, my sister and my mom have to go through, and sacrifices and sort of some of the things that they learned and how they've grown. I'm interested to know all those things. And in this podcast, we have an opportunity to kind of hear what they have to say, which is nice because, you know, because of the pandemic, we haven't been able to kind of share stories within our group about the funny things that happen when we're interacting with the moms and our titas. Because that's essentially what our rehearsals are kind of like made up of. It's like, yo, yeah, you didn't know. My mom just said this crazy thing the other day. It's so funny. And then it turns into a sketch.
Yeah. I feel like it's a little different now, because now instead of saying like what my mom said, when I last saw her, it's now more of like something that my mom texted, which I thought was hilarious. Or it's just like, it's our only different kind of brand of humor, or something she said in a Zoom call that just seems so casual. But I was just like, wait, hold on a second. That was really funny, but also let's unpack that a little bit.
I know. Oh my God. We could totally make a sketch out of just like what our moms text us. Because my mom's texts are like out of this world sometimes. Literally, I'm like, what are you talking about right now? It's like, wait, huh? And then I get in trouble for not understanding her. I'm like, Mom, you're just using emojis and what are these dumb thoughts? I'm always like, that sounds so rude. You know, I don't know if your parents do this, but like my parents love to replace a simple period with, what is it called? What's an
ellipses?
Ellipses, yeah.
Yes. And you're like, wait, what do you mean?
Everything, I'm like, oh, it's so like a simple thing would be like, Eileen, I made sinigang for you. It'd be like, Eileen, dot, dot, dot. I made sinigang for you, dot, dot, dot. What did I do wrong? I was like, I'm sorry. You didn't have to make it for me. You didn't want to. And like, call my mom, I'm like, what's happening? And she's like, what? I made you sinigang. I'm like, oh, okay.
It's for the drama.
I know.
Unintentionally.
It's hilarious. Yeah, and I'm like, whoa, what the heck? But yeah.
My thing is, my mom rarely uses emojis, but I don't know. It's because, I don't know whether it's because she knows like the impact of them, because she is like, you know, it's very straight, curt to the point, ends all the texts in periods. And I have to remind myself, it's not a serious thing. This is just the way that mom talks.
Yeah.
But it's like, whenever I see like I do see the rare emoji come up, and she's like, oh, she's really happy about this.
Yeah.
One of the most recent ones that she sent me with an emoji was when we found out that Kim's Convenience was having its last season, and we loved that show.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually texted this. She included the sad face emoji. And I was like, oh no, mom's really feeling this.
No.
We should talk.
I know.
Let's talk about it.
My mom, that's like my mom and K-drama. Oh my gosh. Like,
true.
That was definitely a bonding moment during the pandemic, was like my mom was obsessed with like watching K-drama, as I'm sure a lot of moms are right now.
Yeah. Oh gosh, for sure.
I know. But it really was like, I remember like at the very, like, because I live by myself. So in the beginning of, at the time of, yeah, what am I talking about? In 2020. How can we forget?
I mean, like, what is time?
I know.
I mean,
it
feels like a year. Like, oh no, it is a year away.
I know, actually.
No, it feels like a lifetime. I was going to say lifetime.
I know. I know. It really does. But I remember, like, my mom planning out the day the days, because at that time you started off with Itaewon class, and we started off the day like watching K-drama at like maybe 4 p.m. because I stayed with them in the beginning because otherwise I'd be at home all by myself. So we started and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning when we finished. I don't know. You know, these episodes are so long. Mm-hmm. So we finished and I was like falling asleep and my mom's like, we have to start early tomorrow so that we can go to bed at a reasonable time. She's like, so let's start at 11 a.m. I'm watching, I'm playing the next episode, whether you're here or not. And that's only true. It was like serious. And I mean, we finished it that day.
Oh my gosh.
Well, the thing is, like, she's all, like, moms and titas, they're right about a lot of things, and TV schedules are usually that.
Yeah,
definitely. Oh gosh. Like, branching off of that, I live with my parents right now, and I got my sister hooked onto RuPaul's Drag Race when I was staying with her.
Nice.
And she would work all day, and then I'd be working all day, and then she would, and I would have dinner. And we'd watch RuPaul if the Raptors were not. And we just, like, because we had, at this point, we had just, like, finished everything. And, like, I had just, like, I was mourning the loss of finishing, like, Supernatural and, like, Superstore. Like, I was still pretty fresh on, like the end of shows that I had, like, taken so much time on. But so I just wanted to pick me up. And I was like, maybe some RuPaul. And she's like, okay. And then from then, she was just, like, hooked. And I started her on season 8, which was, like, one of my favorite seasons. And just, like, seeing her reacting to it was just gold. Aww. Gold. Just, like, aww, knowing that when things are going to happen and forgetting how controversial it was. And then seeing her face and be like, I know, right? But then, that being said, she's like, oh, mom would really like this. And I was like, okay, like, probably. Because my sister really enjoyed it. And one day when I was home at my parents' house, we were just, like, I was just hanging out, and I walked by her. Oh, no. It was in the evening, and I was just checking on her. I was grabbing something from her room, maybe. And I heard RuPaul, like, playing as I was walking in. I was like, what the heck? She's like, laying in bed, watching RuPaul. So, and then,
oh my God.
And then the next day she's watching it at work, like, just like sitting there with her
phone. That's so funny. She's watching RuPaul at work.
Absolutely.
That's hilarious. Like, I love that so much.
It was so funny. And I was just like, and she just loved it. She had such a big smile on her face. So, like, again, like, pandemic has given us the time to, like, for our, like, our, or like our moms and our mother figures to, like, enjoy the things that we enjoy. We connect in a different way. And it's been such an interesting experience. Never in a million years would I thought that my mom would, like, you know, just, like, sit down and enjoy some RuPaul. I don't know why. Yeah. Like, they're pretty open and, like, you know, but it's just so funny.
That's so
cute. It tickled me pink.
I love that.
Actually, I don't know if my mom's ever watched that, but I think that she'd really love RuPaul.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should put her on, but yeah.
It's so bright and festive and, like, it, you know, like, it's just such a, it's a really well put together show, and yeah.
I'm going to have to get back to you on, like, how my mom feels about that, because I learned over pandemic, she loves action.
Oh.
She loves, like, action, move, like, films and TV shows, and she'd be telling me about, like, the different shows that she's, like, catching up and watching, which was something I was not expecting. I knew she loved The Crown. Because I also remember her absolutely being so invested in Princess Diana.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, after all the drama with the royal family right now, I understand now.
The Titas love Princess Diana. Like, the moms, absolutely. The Titas, Lolas, they love Princess Di.
My mom had the book. I remember her reading it, like, over and over again, or seeing it in our house constantly. And she also was the same woman who would record every episode of All My Children when she was at work.
Oh my gosh. My mom was YNR. She loved Young and the Restless so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she's like, every day it was like a schedule queue. You record it on the VHS and then she comes home and then she would watch it that night so she could keep up with the stories.
Yep.
Speaking of stories, shall we go into Have You Heard?
Have you heard? Have you heard? Have you heard? Have you heard? Have you heard? Have you heard? Have you heard? Have you heard? Have you heard?
got one. I gotta have you heard. Have you heard that my mom has a new food business called Mabisin, which is Ilocano soul food. So she's been cooking. Yeah, she's been doing her dishes. She does like these really amazing platters with seafood. But if you follow her, irene.posadas, that's irene dot posadas on Instagram. And then soon she'll come up with a she'll come up with an Instagram for her food business. But it's kind of a play on words. So ma, like mom. And basin is in Ilocano is like is it full? Mabisin ako. Oh, it means hungry. So it's mabisin is I'm hungry, but it's just like a play on that. So it's really cool. Yeah.
Oh my
so
God.
That's my have you heard today.
I love that.
Yeah. Ooh, my mom is. Yeah, she's the true Tita Ginger.
Dang. OG, if you will.
Yeah, OG.
The OGG.
OGG.
My have you heard. The women in my life are just badass.
Wow, it's so true.
You know, like just when I think about the mothers in my life, I think about how much they struggle to get to where they are today. Like for my mom, first of all, like now she runs and owns her own business.
Wow,
and
I know.
You know, when she started from the bottom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She started by working in various different countries. She like fought her way up to the top in her like in her job in the Philippines and became a manager. And like, you know, like and now like she has her own business and like her body like she pushed herself to the core. Pedaled to the metal for so long. So now her body is starting to like slow down. Like that's why she had her knee replaced last just a few months ago and all that. So I guess my have you heard is like to just like is like celebrating and not taking advantage of those badass women and like just like remembering why they are that they are. Cause like man, like they struggled being a woman already is already such a hard thing to be. And then being a person of color, being an Asian woman, being Filipino, you know, fought the good fight. And now, like, and not to say that it's easy having a business, but you know, she is her own boss now, and that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
yes, Tita. Oh my goodness, we love your store.
I don't know what that just reminded me of something that I forgot my mom did when we were younger. Fully when I was in elementary school, my mom had gone back to university to kind of like further her studies. Like not doing a full degree, but at least just like getting back into courses. So I remember like, you know, still has three daughters at home, but at night would go take night courses over at York and do like extra studying. And then on top of that, she also learned how to cut hair. Like not just like be like beyond the bowl cut, but also learning how to like she consistently is the one to cut my niece's hair, like trimming it when it gets too long and the split ends and everything. So like she has been queen of pandemic haircuts because and she's got like a full kit that she still has from when I was in elementary school with like the robe that goes over with the proper scissors and all this stuff to like do bangs and stuff and shit like that. And it's just like, mama had hobbies and mama had, like, these other goals and studies and, like, balancing all of that.
Yeah.
It's just like, you got to appreciate the hustle.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
They're still hustling.
They're still hustling.
Oh, my gosh.
Still for
right?
sure.
Right? Like, it's, like, my mom is 65 and she just, like, retired, technically, like, starting to get to retirement benefits and all that. Mm-hmm. But it's like one of those things where like retirement, even when my dad turns 65 next year, it's kind of like they are not slowing down, you know? And it, like, especially my mom, like it's, the whole, like you made it to 65. Now you can like retire and stuff. Like I really do not foresee any of my parents stopping.
Yeah.
Oh, like, you know, like my mom, like there's absolutely no way. And like, as much as they want that, mm-hmm. like they work so hard their entire lives. Like my mom went abroad and wasn't with my two siblings for a while and like worked abroad for a while to get them here to Canada. Mm-hmm. You know, like she really stuck it out and like, but even though they love vacationing, and that's one of the big things mm-hmm. the pandemic took away from my family was just travel and the relaxation mm-hmm, of yeah. like going away, having that freedom to be pampered, like literally forced to be taken away from home and like paid money to go and just be rocked by the sea. We don't get that anymore. Yeah. My parents love cruises.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Freaking mm-hmm. love them. And like we would try to go every year and like, or every 2 years or whatever. And like, we have not been able to do that because of pandemic. And so like, mm-hmm. they are literally just forced to work.
Yeah.
And they love it, but it's also exhausting.
Yeah, for sure. My mom is like mm-hmm. the ultimate host. And so she mm-hmm. loves hosting people and hosting yeah. dinners. And so she hasn't been able to do that. You know, she's so maternal in that sense of like wanting to take care. I mean, I take her after her in that sense, which I'm really grateful for. But she loves to just like care and cook, and you know, that's definitely her love language is cooking and like also acts of service. And so being able to do this where she's cooking for people at home and they get to enjoy is really bringing her a lot of joy. And also another thing that was important too was that I'm like, Mom, how much are you charging for these trays? I can't remember, don't quote me, but I remember saying like, you should charge more. And she's like, no, like people need to eat and it's important that I need to make it like affordable for people. And so I think she just gets more a kick out of like people enjoying her food. So yeah, you know, we love our moms. Thank you.
Yeah,
they're all troopers, they're all freaking yeah. heroes, you know.
Yeah, and shout out to all of those that became mothers during this Panorama Ding Dong.
Yeah,
like
Panorama, oh my gosh,
wow, wow, wow.
Yeah,
like I firsthand can tell you, like my sister-in-law, God bless her, literally gave birth a couple days before the full lockdown came out.
Oh my God.
And we were in Humber. I don't remember if I've talked about this on the podcast already, but just to summarize, like I was with her because she had a bit of an infection. So mm-hmm. I stayed with her while my brother took care of my nephew,
yeah.
mm-hmm. My newborn nephew. But I was in that, had to stay with her. But because like everything was so, like everyone was scrambling trying to figure out, and literally the shift and change that had ensued overnight was just intense. Like I went from being able to buy and like make my coffee, pour my own milk, sugar, you know, like do the good, you know, like be able to independently serve myself and make the coffee the way I want to the girl being like, sorry, what do you want in your coffee? I have to put it in. You can't touch any of the things. And I was like, oh, but I just got a coffee yesterday.
What oh, my God.
You know, so, and then it was just so intense because we were in a hospital when everything was locking down. But ultimately, it was, you know, a huge shout out to everyone that's on the front lines again. Like, mm-hmm. we shower you guys so much love, mm-hmm. support, and You are superheroes.
Yeah, definitely.
All those nannies that don't get to see yeah. their family because, or all those nanny figures that don't get to see their family because of the pandemic.
Yeah, and a lot of
sending you love,
and a lot of those frontline workers who are playing the role as nurturers right now. You know, caring for people. Happy Mother's Day to you too, because it doesn't, you know, celebrating this special day isn't limited to, you know, biological moms. Like people take on roles
Absolutely.
In different titles as well. And so yeah, thank you.
We'll do one more Mother's Day and then I shout out in the pandemic, especially it's for like for the parents and for the nanai figures who have had to pivot so hard and so much with having your kids at home all the time with school. Like Seeing my ate go through that in their home with there's so many different barriers, and I've learned a whole lot about access too, not mm-hmm. just, you know, our work and how we do as like creatives and artists, but also for like education mm-hmm. to like trying their best to try to emulate the school setting, which is so important for, it's just so important for these kids. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I just like, I have so much respect everybody to like for everybody in the situation, from the teachers to the like to the nanai figures to the kids, but especially like for the nanais I know who really are skilled at holding the house down, and especially having to hold the house down in a pandemic where you can't leave the house, mm-hmm. is a really hard thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah.
We salute you. Yes, we hug you. From a distance.
Thank you. From a distance. You all the virtual love.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What incredible humans.
Truly. What do you say? Let's go into our Tita life hack.
From the kitchen to sickness to sunburns or home, Tita has all of the answers like so.
Have we got a great Tita life hack for you? Our life hack is that our moms, our titas, the mother and nanai figures in our life are the OG sustainability heroes.
Yes, they are. Have you ever gone into the freezer and seen, or the fridge and seen a margarine container and expected there to be margarine that you could spread on your wonderful brown toast and discovered that it's actually dinugaan? Or sinigang. Yeah. They'd be reusing that packaging for centuries, just kidding. For a long time now.
And who could forget the blue cookie tin?
Mm-hmm.
That thick blue cookie tin, that circular one that is never full of cookies, that you bet your ass that it is full of soy materials.
Definitely. You don't want to eat that.
Mm-mm. Literally the That's biggest slap in the food. Face.
I know.
The biggest
it's the worst. Face. Oh my gosh. It's actually the worst. I do like those cookies.
I
oh,
do
absolutely.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reminds me of my Lola.
But it's also it's also funny, like, yes, that positive side of it, but also just like the very like mischievous, like dramatic side of it is like when you go to somebody's house and there's like leftovers, they want you to take mm-hmm. home some stuff. But like, you know, they mark the container, like the nice containers, the Tupperwares with like nail polish. I had a tita that did that, would like mark her things with nail polish. And you know, yes. You knew that you weren't going to get that back. That tita was not going to get it back, but you'd only mm-hmm. hope.
Yes. I know. Oh my God. I have a funny story.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one time my mom packed food for me and then also for my brother. And we live in two different places at the time. Mm-hmm. And so she told me that she packed me oxtail and chicken affrittata. Mm. And so like I was really I was like so excited for that. But then when I got the food, I saw that she didn't pack me any of those things. I just saw that she actually packed me those like frozen wonton soups from Costco.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, Mom, you didn't pack it for me. She's like, oh, we must have gotten like the packages switched. Maybe you got your brother's and your brother got yours. And I was like, okay, whatever. No big deal. I'm like, at least I have wonton soup. So I forgot about it. Like I was excited to eat this chicken affrittata, but I was like, you know what, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the next day I was like, oh, you know what? I'm actually craving that wonton soup. Or a couple days later. And so I go into the freezer because I'm like, now I'm craving wonton soup. And I open it and it's freaking the affrittata and the oxtail. So the first time I got it, I was craving that. Didn't think it was it if it was a wonton. So I didn't have it that day. And then the next couple days, I'm like, now I'm actually craving the wonton soup, only to discover it wasn't even wonton soup. It was the affrittata and the oxtail. So that's
like high key, those wonton soups from Costco.
Yo,
so good.
There's
as the young ones say, it slaps,
it's bussin', it or whatever.
Okay, Tita, with your terminology.
I know, wow.
Oh, my Landa.
Love just goes around.
we can talk on and on about our moms and their stories, we thought for this episode, why don't we just go into a conversation with them directly? So you're going to get to hear from our moms and the mother figures in our lives like our sisters. Hope you enjoy. So you've both seen Tita Jokes, right?
Yes.
Any favorite moments or standouts?
I like the one where Belinda was singing with the broom. What's the title?
Yes!
Alone?
Alone, yes. That was such a good one.
Yeah. That's the Tita Scary's big number.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And the one where we get introduced to the, I don't remember how many there are, the five.
I think, both times you saw it was five.
Okay, right. And so as you introduce each of them, I thought that was actually really neat. And then the five of your voices kind of coming together. Yes, top notch.
Yeah. And also, you were singing and Tita Boy. You know which one?
Yes, Tita Boy. So you're saying like the queer one, the one who was saying that she loves women.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah, that was good. And the date one I thought was really cool.
Yeah. The one where it's like the two devils, right?
Yes. Yeah.
The other one also is with Alia with Big Money Moves.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
With the Tupperware?
Yes.
The Tupperware, yes. That was a good one.
Mm. Oh, that's really funny because so for our Tita life hack that we are including in this month's episode, a little life hack that we came up with was that Titas are OG when it comes to sustainability, aka when it comes to 100%. Recycling. Yes.
100%. Yeah.
The Tupperwares and the guessing game of what's inside the Tupperware.
I think it's also funny because I had talked about this. I don't remember who I was talking to, but with the children. Yeah. I was talking with the kids about not wasting food. And that was something that was really important to us too. Like we talk about not wasting rice and all of that, zero waste was something that we were introduced to, especially when it came to food as kids.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. What are some things that you'd want to see? Like, what are some stories or topics or themes that either of you would want to see represented?
That's a really great question. I mean, not that you haven't done it, but I mean, I really loved how through the skits, you were sort of peeling back the layers of what it means sort of like emotionally. Like I find that, you know, there's a similar culture of like, almost like the tiger mom, right? So the mom who is sort of stoic, who's well-disciplined and passes that on to their children, right? This sense of discipline and academia or success, but that there's layers underneath that. So, and those layers are more vulnerable, right? And so that's why I really loved in that skit that you do where we're hearing about either insecurities or emotions of the Titas, no matter who they are. I think that's brilliant. I think that's exactly what I'd love to see more of. Yeah, just kind of like, here's a surface layer, but there's so much more underneath it.
I love that. Mom, do you have anything that you'd want to see?
You already covered it. But I'd like to see, you know, makes you laugh to take away the stress, you know.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I know Tita's got a lot of stress. I remember you would go out to like your dancing parties, like every Saturday with like the church and like your line dancing group. And
that's my life. And now it's stopped because of the COVID pandemic.
Mm.
So that's my routine, you know, when I get invited, it's usually every week, you know, our friend in church, they always have this party going on organized by different people. Different organization in the Filipino community, so I just choose where to go, and then because I love dancing, that's why I go, and that's my life.
After I love
and after church.
And I think that's really, it's a key piece that when I was watching your skits, was revealed to me a lot. And we see that now when we're talking about a generational difference, and it could be generational, but it could also be, you know, me coming in as a first generation Canadian and not having those same opportunities to kind of like celebrate Filipino culture, or not even just celebrate, but to participate in it. So one of the things that I would really like to see again is more of that comparison of like potentially westernized or a generational difference, but gleaning off of the knowledge and the experience that comes from our Filipino heritage or our practices, right? Like, so for me, I've got my kids and we don't attend those huge parties anymore, right? Where they were totally foundational when I was growing up. We always went to these large Filipino parties. You know, we had the pig there, like the chicharron and pancit, all the traditional dishes. And it was such a good time. You didn't even know if these people were related to you or anything like that. But now for me, with our kids, we haven't done stuff like that. Like their level of large scale family events, they've been to things that mom took them to when they had these parties at the halls or the rec centers and stuff like that. Yeah. And I think there's really something to say about community among Filipinos, or just, you know, not necessarily Filipino specific, but now as we see first generation Canadians, or there's a bit of a removal from one's cultural background, mm-hmm. we lose some of that. We lose that connection. And mm-hmm. I totally feel that. And there are times where I think, like, you know what? There's a reason we did that. There's a reason that Filipinos come together and throw humongous parties. Banquet hall parties. Like, people, you see someone that's Filipino and you're just like, oh, hey, like, you don't even yeah. have to know them. There are times where I'm like, do we know that person? Mom and dad are like, you know, like they give the nod or something. And I was like, do we know them? And they're like, no, but they're Filipino. So, you know what I mean? There's yes. like, there's this sense of camaraderie. Whereas now we live in really almost like detached neighborhoods. There's not like a even know your neighbor or anything like that. And I think looking back on your culture and the practices that you had growing up and trying to like really understand the value and try to instill it going forward, that would be really neat. I'd love to see more of that, because there's wisdom there. You know yeah. what I mean?
God, we used to attend this party so often.
So all the YMCA, the
it's where you learn how to line dance.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Like those were so fun. And that aspect of, you know, loss of culture or loss of language, you know, intergenerationally or because of whatever reason culturally, I think would be really neat to cover more of. I mean, it's accessible to me because that's where I come from, but I do know quite a lot of first generation Canadians who can probably relate to that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something that I've been thinking about too is mom and I have talked about healing practices, and I even wanted to learn a little bit more about like the traditional Hilot, but also still using Vicks as the solution for every Vicks. Kind of sickness, yeah. which I think 100% still stand by.
Also the one with the oil, you know?
Yes. Yes. The El Camporado oil.
El Camporado. Yeah. I remember that. Even the kids are like, grandma has this oil in a bottle, and when my legs hurt, she rubs it on my legs. Yes. And I'm like, oh yeah, she used to do that to me too.
Yeah,
it was so funny.
Yeah, if I can bring whenever we'll see. Whenever yeah. I see you, I'll give you the El Camporado.
Do you have any more other like healing tricks up your sleeve? Oh, I remember the if Vicks didn't, well, we know it's like a combination of Vicks where you would put. You would put a pot of boiling water.
Yes.
And eucalyptus.
Yes.
Oh yeah, eucalyptus oil. Yes, yes. When you have
so eucalyptus oil, I remember that.
When you have
yes,
you know, if you have colds, I said you have boiled water, put a little bit of salt, and then you inhale the steam. You put the towel over your head, and then you inhale the steam. So that's for your colds and flu, when you have that flu.
That's great. Well, thank you both for joining me, and happy Mother's Day.
Hi, Mom.
Hello.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much.
So we wanted to ask, what was your favorite Tita Jokes sketch? No, like, what's the, like, in the Tita Jokes show, mm-hmm. What's your favorite?
Yung ano, yung kay Nasimba.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Church chismis.
Amen!
Why do you like it?
It's funny.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's funny?
Yes, very funny.
Do you relate to it?
Yes, of course.
Why?
Why, you know. Kasi, it's not true like that.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Because if you're in the church, you have to be polite. Not like that.
So you're saying people don't chismis in church?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Concentrate.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, so what else is your favorite?
Yung si ano eh. Si Alia?
Yeah.
Nahingin discount?
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Why?
Ginagamit niya ang pagka-Pilipina niya. Para naman ay fake.
Why do you like that one?
Well, it's funny too. Yeah? Everything is funny.
Do you relate to it?
Yes. I'm also like that. Sometimes.
Sometimes? Okay. Yeah. Even with your customers, right?
Yeah.
They ask you for a discount?
Mm-hmm.
Do you give them a discount?
Of course.
Oh, wow. How about if you wanted to see something new that we created, like, what topic would you like us to
talk about? Pandemic?
Yes. Okay. Like, what kind? Like, what would
you COVID.
Like? Yeah, of course. No, but, like, what about what in the pandemic?
You have, everybody have to get vaccine.
Oh, okay. And then what else?
Eat healthy?
Okay. And then, like, what?
Like
why?
Me, I'm trying to eat healthy now.
Oh, that's good.
Scary.
Yeah, because of pandemic.
Yeah, life is too short.
Yeah. So you want to see a sketch about pandemic?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is there anything in particular else that you want to hear about or see about in the future?
I think nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah.
We're perfect, right? That's why. Yeah. It's perfect.
Perfect.
Okay, Mom, what's your message to all the mothers and all the people that take care of other people, like mothers out there for Mother's Day?
Yung mga ina?
Yeah.
Enjoy your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Life is too short. Just enjoy it. Nothing else.
Thank you, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, anak.
Hi, Ate.
Hello.
Okay, so we're just asking. Yes. Yeah. Hi, Zachary. Sorry, I didn't say hi to you.
And Molly and Phoebe.
And Molly and Phoebe as well. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. We just wanted to ask, in our Tita Joke show, what was your favorite sketch?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
I like that. And also Heartbreak Karakare.
Yeah.
And the newest one, Sean.
Yeah.
Sean Mendes.
Yeah. Zachary likes it too.
You like that too? Yeah. So that 1, 2, and 3.
Is there specific reasons why? Like what's the reason?
It's so relatable. I like the amen because, you know, people in whenever they go to church, they feel like so holy, holy. But in reality, or like deep inside, yeah, si ganyan, ganito yan, and si kumaring Alicia. Hmm. I know that girl. Ang suot niya.
Peck short.
Oh Lord.
It's so relatable. Like that.
Yeah, so relatable.
That's so funny because mom, I asked mom the same question. She's like, I like the church chismis as well, but it's not how it is in church. I'm like, really, mom?
No,
she's
that's like, how it is. So like, simbang labas or simbang loob is the same as simbang chismis at the end.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so if there's any type of like topic or any other kind of like story you want to hear in future sketches.
Oh, wow. Well, there's so much about our titas, you know?
Yeah.
But mostly your concept is like everything's relatable. Maybe more on pandemic jokes about titas.
Yeah.
Right? Like they're the one ayaw magstay at home. They're always out, right?
Yeah.
Yung mga parents natin. So maybe that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. That's fine. That's also what mom said. She wants pandemic. I know, Zachary. What do you have to say?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah. Drop the apple juice. That's a good statement.
And also maybe what else? About the vaccine we just had yesterday.
Yeah, it feels like it's gonna be something that we're gonna be. It's like the new like Louis Vuitton bag.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah. Louis Vuitton.
Oh, are you Moderna? Oh,
no, I'm Pfizer. Astra.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Who knows? Maybe that's a thing.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, you were super pregnant when you got to see Tita Joke so much.
Yeah. Like maybe 8 months. Seven, eight. And I always needs to pee. So, good thing Zachary cooperated that time.
It's true. You actually got to see a lot of shows while you were pregnant.
I like Heartbreaker. You know, when sometimes you feel like you wanna feel emotionally something.
Yeah.
Feel something.
Yeah.
Heartbreaker is like for everyone.
Oh. Yeah. And what's Zachary's favorite?
I think he likes Go, sister, go!
Yeah! You like the opening?
Yeah!
I think he specifically likes, ka, ka, ka!
Oh, yeah!
Yeah. You like that one? He's smiling right now.
Yeah? Say ka, ka, ka!
Oh!
No?
Are you shy? No, oh, no! Oh,
yeah. I remember! I almost forgot that one! Okay, no, you don't!
Okay.
Zachary, almost done.
Yeah, we're almost done. Okay, thank you, Ate. Thank you, Zachary, for your input. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to all.
Yes.
To all.
Oh, do you have a message to all the mothers out there?
Just, you know, we're mom and mom-to-be and everything in between. Happy Mother's Day. We got this. Woohoo!
You got this. You're amazing.
Ka.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay, wait. I have to ask you about Tita jokes. We're curious to know what your favorite sketch was.
Of course, the kare kare.
Okay, other than that, you're saying that because it's my song, but what was your favorite sketch? Or which one is the most memorable one to you?
Wait. The one in the church.
Oh, gospel?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, but why was that one important? Or why did you like that one?
That's the reality of Filipina titas.
But do you think that... Because the reason why we did that sketch was because a lot of the time we say, yeah, it's funny, but a lot of the time, like, Filipino women go to church because that's the only way that they, like, hang out with their friends. So it's easy to, like, say that we're poking fun, but it's more so, like, highlighting that when you go there, you usually see a lot of your mares, your
yes.
kumares.
Yeah.
Okay, so were you gossiping in church too?
Not inside the church, but outside.
Oh, what did you gossip about then?
We're trying to, make fun of other people, how they dress up, how they put their hair, their makeup.
So you're the best dressed one?
Of course.
Wow. Okay, you know that the reason why we do Tita jokes is because it's supposed to be like a love letter to all the Titas.
Yes.
So do you think that the show is important, like in a whole? Why do you think it's important?
Important to all the Titas.
Why?
To important to the Titas to promote.
Yeah.
How they show how Tita is, like, you know,
like how they care
how
for
they
each
care
other.
For each other, and then it's fun. It's nice to call you Tita, especially your.
Because it's respectful.
Respectful, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's fun and makes you younger.
But have you ever watched anything like that before on stage? Or was that the first time that
first
you were saying,
time.
Wait, I'm recording something, Julian. Was that
the first time.
Yeah. So then how did that make you feel?
I feel...
When you watched the show for the first time and you saw, like, how the audience was reacting to everything.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, proud that I'm one of the Tita.
Mm-hmm.
And I could,
like, see yourself represented on stage?
Yes, and Titas are always being a role model.
Yeah.
For all the youngers.
Yeah. And then which Tita do you identify with the most?
The four or five of you.
Yeah, but which one? There's me, I play Tita Ginger, then there's Tita Boy, probably not Tita Boy. Tita Posh, and then there's Tita Scary, Tita Baby.
I think
Tita Bago. Tita Scary? Not so much Tita Ginger?
Not, of course, you, but...
But Tita Scary?
Scary, I like the way when she sing with the daughter.
Oh, yeah. But why, have you had a moment like that before?
Come here, bud. It's really a Tita, like a mom and a daughter.
Yeah.
You know, they're strict to... They follow the old school.
Yeah, ways. But then they come to an understanding after...
Yeah.
Right? A resolution. Okay. Okay, thank you. Happy Mother's Day.
Salamat po.
And that just about wraps up another episode of the Tita Collective podcast. Mm-hmm. Once again, happy, happy, happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers out there, all of the mother figures out there, and all of those that mother themselves during this really hectic time. We send you the biggest, biggest, biggest virtual hug and biggest, biggest virtual kiss. We see you, we love you, and we appreciate you so much.
So fun.
We cannot wait to see you next time.
Yeah.
On another episode of the Tita Collective podcast.
Woo-hoo.
It has been Ann Paula Bautista,
Ellie Posadas,
and Mary Cruz Rivera. Bye.
Bye. Ingat.
Ingat.
It's love that makes it go
And that was another episode of the Tita Collective podcast. If you like what you heard, make sure to give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and subscribe to us, the Tita Collective podcast, on your favorite podcast platform. Make sure to keep up to date with all of your favorite Titas on all of our social media platforms. You can find us on Instagram at tita.collective, our website, www.titacollective.com, as well as our Twitter,
Facebook, and TikTok. We also have merch, so pop on over to our website and grab your Tita Power.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer and try Peloton risk-free with Peloton Rentals at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals.